the role of Lumpur Pasundo was that he had approached me a couple of years before, about 1994, and said that he was interested to leave Thailand. He was getting very wrapped up in the bureaucracy of the Sangha, and it was he really wanted to carry on living as a forest monk and not as a sort of as a public figure or as a involved in the Sangha administration in the way that was happening in Thailand. And he asked if he could come and help out with this venture in California. He was a bit shy to ask. Maybe he told you that already when he spoke yesterday. He was a bit kind of hesitant. He's 5 years senior to me, and it was sort of my show, and he didn't want to steal my thunder, as it were. You know, we're not allowed to steal as monks. So he was cautious of intruding on my patch, and so he sort of hummed and hawed a bit and said, yeah, would it be okay if I, you know, offered to help out? And I said, yes, sadhu, thank you, great, fantastic. So I was extremely happy to have him on board, and I felt very, very confident that it was a good combination, because I'd literally known him since my very first week in the monastery in Thailand. Also, even though we have quite different characters, I'm very kind of wordy business oriented in terms of administration and collecting facts and living with agendas and minutes and meetings quite comfortably. And he was much less wordy less of an administrator and more of a Dhamma practitioner and Dhamma teacher. I can characterize us in that way. I felt that it was a really good mixture. He was quite quiet, and I was a kind of loud mouth, but he was extraordinarily inspiring and committed as a Dhamma practitioner, very knowledgeable about community life, very knowledgeable about developing living places and community, and I hadn't had to be in a position of leadership to really be in that kind of a role in the past. So it was fantastic, really, for me to be able to draw upon his wisdom, his experience, his skill, his incredible clarity and commitment. So I was amazingly grateful that he volunteered to step up, and I had no difficulty whatsoever with him being senior, and we decided we'd try a co-abbotship. And also I borrowed a leaf out of Master Hua's book, because those of you who've been to pujas at City of 10,000 Buddhas will notice that when they finish the puja, they would they recite the names of Master Hua's teachers, and they include two monks who are called the Lord High Master of Three Conditions Monastery. So my understanding is when Master Hua was a novice, he was at a monastery with a co-abbotship. There were co-abbots of Three Conditions Monastery in Harbin, in Manchuria, where he was a novice. And so I sort of thought, well, he could have a co-abbotship. And he pointed out in a number of his teachings, he was really impressed how these two elders worked harmoniously together, and there was no jealousy or competition between them. So I thought, well, maybe Ajahn Pasno and I can do that, and let's give it a try and see what happens. So that was, neither of us had done that before. We were sort of jumped in and hoped for the best, and I feel it worked out very, very well for the benefit of the community and also for each other, that we greatly enjoyed that collaboration.